Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1565. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blimabas from Moshe and Lerifur Shlem Rifol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we established the fact we're middle of course, Muksa, and we're middle of the category of Muksa, Machmas Chasar and Kis, whereby one is Makbid. It shouldn't be the item, should not be used for something else. So that's what we have been talking about. And we established the fact that Lemaisa, in general, it applies to something what we know is a Klisha Malachta Le'iser. Klisha Malachta Le'iser is something that is used for, right, some things that's not allowed to be used on Shabbos. We don't so much mean the halachic, the muksa category of Malachta Le'iser, because that has a different status. But something which is also to be used on Shabbos, that could, and some, going along with that, and plus a person is makbid, that it shouldn't, this item should not be used for something else, right? Just to read the Lashon from the Sefer Yetzirah Halacha, it's just reviewing again, we have we want to get a handle on Klisha Malachta Le'iser. Das har and our simon shin ches oischof beis das harbe achroinim the muksa machmas chasar and kis loy shayach elibik klisha malachta leiser number one klisha malachta leiser number one number two shemak bidalov shaloy lishtamish behem malachas acheres that one is makbid, it should not be used for something else. And we also spoke about last time avo klisha malachta leheter, right? If it's something like a piece of clothing or a cup or something like that, let's say a becher in general, avo pisha makbid alav shemitalful letzarech tashmish acher, even though one is makbid not to use it for some other purpose, since a person is using it for their needs, ain't a love muksa machmas chasar and kiss. But we did say if somebody's puts it away, mamish, you know, they don't even use it for themselves and they set it aside totally, right? I'm not even using it for kiddush, nothing, zero, nobody's touching this no matter what. So that even a we established the fact that even something that is klisha malachta leheter, right, like this becher, I'm just giving an example, would also fall under the category of chasar and kis. Now, he says an interesting thing, just on the bottom, in ois katan samach bay. So he says, what about, we spoke about items that are kelim shemalachtam l'schoyre. Let's say something that could be technically allowed to be used on Shabbos because of the nature of the thing, nature of the item, but it's something that's used for a person, they have a business, and it's used, this is what they sell, right? So it could be something that's a usable item, but since it's schoyre that the person is selling, they set it aside. Let's say a case in time like clothing or whatever, and a person does not want anybody else, using those items for some other purpose. So we said, so so that would also fall under muksa machmas chasar and kis. But he says, why? Why lemaisa could be something that a person could use on Shabbos. Let's say a person sells bechers, or right, I could use for kiddush. I sell cutlery, but fancy things, whatever. But I'm selling it, and I could taka use it on Shabbos. But this is set aside for schayra so I can make parnasa during the week. My business. He said the bottom line is because of the fact that a person, it's not muchan for Shabbos. A person is not using it on Shabbos. This is what they're selling. If they don't have this, they can't open their store. Let's say they won't have this available for the customers, right? So nechshav le'inyan shimush kekli shemalachta le'iser. So he says the point is if it's something that a person sells and they're mocked, but nobody else should use it. Right, even though it might be something that quote unquote the item itself is usable. It's not like a machine. It's not like a phone. It's not like I'm selling phones. Right? Phone you can use either way. However you want to cut it, whether I sell the phone or I don't sell the phone, I can use it on Shabbos. Right, but a becher I could use, clothing I could use, cutlery I could use, whatever these types. I mean, technically, obviously, if we set it aside, we can't. So he says it will be klisha malachta le'iser. And the thing that there's no shum shimush, there's no usage for this item on Shabbos. The reason why utensils that they set aside a certain place, right? For any reason at all, for Malkum and Malkum, the Nachshav Kemuk, the Machmas Chosar and Pes Kemish, Ein Loi Shum Shimush Heter. That's the point over here. There's no Shimush Heter. So this Chayre, these items that a person actually sells, there's no Shimush Heter over here. There's no usage. There's no legal Heter over here. The bottom line is also, if you think about it, He sort of hints to this, but when it's chayre, that person's selling, it's used for buying and selling. So it's not technically, if I'm selling a becher, it's not technically, the item itself is not like a phone, where we'll say klisha malach de la iser. But it is something which I'm using for business purposes, right? I'm selling it, and this is what I use to make my panasa. So that's another way of looking at it, where could taka be maybe possibly klisha malach de la iser, which is what he's sort of saying. Right, so if that's the case, if a person is machmed that it shouldn't be used, if it's taka set aside, if it's something a person sells and they use it anyways, right? So that's not muksa, right? I sell these bechers, but okay, I need a becher for kiddush. I'll go take a becher that I sell. Then I'll do whatever. Then after Shabbos, I'll wash it out. Whatever. I'm just giving an example. But okay, so then that's not muksa, right? But we're talking about in case and time that yikapet alay yehua de muksa machmas chosarin kis haynu mishum she'enim muchan lishtamish behem Shabbos. It's not being used on Shabbos. It's not ready to be used on Shabbos because it's set aside for my business. Nechshav linyan shimush keklish malach taleis. So that's the point over here, that it's not exactly, but it sort of has a status of nechshav linyan shimush keklish that it's set aside on that, and like I said, which again he doesn't mention, but the fact that you're using it for buying and selling, that also could be a little bit of klisha malach de la iser in conjunction with this case. You don't want it moved, you don't want it ruined, you don't want anybody touching it, moving it, using it. So that's an interesting thing. I just wanted to explain that point in reference to items that a person sells, how we could look at it, even though they might actually be things that are usable on Shabbos, quote-unquote, as opposed to like a phone or radio or whatever. But that is the way he explains it. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem Baruch HaKol Tov.